toll-free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And once again, freetalklive.com. And those features are free, unlike the other talk show hosts in this business. A lot of them will charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. You'll find probably more at freetalklive.com that is free than you'll find behind paywalls on those other sites. So go see it for yourself. Get interactive. freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so to start things out here, I saw a post from Radley Balco over at his blog, The Agitator, where he links to StarTribune.com from Minneapolis. A North Minneapolis woman whose dog was shot 10 times. Now, who do you think the culprit is?
I suspect the police. It seems to be a rash of dog shootings going on amongst the law enforcement community.
You would be correct. It was the Minneapolis police. And in addition to shooting their dog 10 times, their house was ransacked by the police officers. This lady has sued the department, alleging the incident earlier this year was set off after a failed police pursuit of her fugitive brother. One officer was hit in the leg by a stray bullet as a trio of officers shot the dog on the night of March 30th, and in the confusion that followed, a large group of officers arriving at the scene thought someone in the house had shot the officer, according to the suit.
He had. Himself.
Yeah, it's a ricochet. The suit charges that enraged officers then ransacked the house, breaking windows and doors, damaging furniture, ripping a large screen TV from the wall, and dumping a fish tank onto the floor, killing the children's pet fish and hermit crabs. Leah Anderson's suit, filed May 24th in U.S. District Court, alleges violations of her constitutional and civil rights and asks for compensatory and punitive damages of at least $300,000. Now, whether or not she'll be successful in her suit is another question, but it's interesting, the complaint here and getting the side of the story of what happened besides what the police are saying.
You know, I mean, I'm unsurprised at this story. I mean, we've read so many stories where police have, it seems a matter of course, gone in and shot the family dog. I suppose one can understand it if you're talking about a legitimate raid where you go in and there's some kind of, bad dog or something like that. But, so often these raids, there's 40,000 raids a year, as I understand, in the United States, and that means that some of them are going to be on bad addresses where, nobody knows anything about what these people are talking about. And they go in, they shoot the dog, and then they ask questions later. And I'm not surprised. I mean, ricochets happen all the time. The officer gets it in the leg. When it comes to officers being harmed in the line of duty, police are they're very, very emotional about that, and I wouldn't be surprised at all that they took it out on the bad concrete floor that bounced a bullet back into this guy's leg after he had executed the dog.
In this case, there's an interesting detail here. Apparently, what was going on at the house when the police arrived had been a funeral. So the cops literally rolled up on somebody, the end of somebody's funeral, and then proceeded to ice the family dog on the spot.
So there were people...
talk about a nice little cap to the day.
There were
all the young people there, the small child who's already having enough time of a difficult time losing a loved one, perhaps, and then all of a sudden the dog just gets taken out by the marauding cops.
So when did they ransack the house? Did they clear everybody out and then ransack the house?
Or? Yeah, I believe that it was later on. Let me give you some more details here. According to the Star Tribune, about 9:30, the lawsuit being filed by Leah Anderson, her brother, a convicted sex offender named Roosevelt Montgomery, came to the house uninvited. He had fled his halfway home and, unknown to Anderson, was fleeing police officers. He was told to leave and ran out the back door. Moments later, three police officers who were in pursuit of Montgomery arrived. Later that night, police said the three were working with Department of Corrections officers on the pursuit. As Anderson's husband met the officers in the front yard, the family's 8-month-old pit bull appeared. Anderson's husband said he would collect the dog and called for it, but the officers called out, "Pit bull!" and began shooting, striking the dog in the head, legs, and body, and fatally injuring it, according to the suit.
Pit bulls have such a bad name.
They do. It's not fair.
Sad.
It's not fair.
It's the deed, not the breed, certainly it's a powerful animal, but...
So is a Rottweiler.
So are lots of other breeds.
Right.
Right. I mean, I had a pit bull at one time briefly. It died due to internal organ failure very early on in its life.
But I need to see if they could do this to people, make judgments upon skin color or something like that.
Right.
I mean, well, you know, black guy! I mean, really?
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's just bigotry.
I had a mean golden retriever, and golden retrievers are thought of as a very nice family breed.
Generally known to be.
But my dad beat it so much that it was quite mean.
Yeah.
To strangers.
The dog comes out, they yell pit bull, start blasting, and during this process is when a bullet or a bullet fragment struck one of the officers in the leg, and also...
Our poor heroes!
Apparently, another dog came out and was also shot, not to death, but shot and wounded. So they killed one dog and wounded another one of the family's dogs. The officers radioed that one of them had been shot, and soon approximately 30 officers arrived at the house, according to the suit. Anderson and her family and guests were handcuffed or placed on the ground before they were led away. Anderson said she discovered damage to her home when she returned several hours later. So, yes, they did clean the place out of all of its occupants. She said she then met with Minneapolis Police Sergeant Jerry Wallerick to complain. According to the lawsuit, he told her that the police action was done out of revenge due to the police officer's mistaken assumption that someone in the house had fired at them, and advised her to sue the department to recover her losses.
Wow.
I mean, if it's true that this officer was so brazen as to tell her, just to openly tell her that, yeah, we trashed your house, lady, because...
Well, it's not we. At that point, he says to sue the department. I mean, it sounds like a them situation.
Well, just because he says sue the department doesn't mean that he's seriously trying to help her or anything.
Maybe
like that.
Maybe he's mocking her,
right?
Because suing the department would be so difficult.
Absolutely.
I feel
like there's a problem. Sue the department.
He wouldn't give her that information. You know, he wouldn't have given her that advice. No, I don't.
Mark, I've seen plenty of cops just sort of.
Sure, but you don't know what every cop could act like.
Blow somebody off with
this
that
guy
line.
Could very well be, very well be shocked by what happened. Like. He said it was a revenge tactic and then advised her to sue the department.
It's her claim that he said that.
Yeah, sounds like a big mess up. Maybe you should just sue the department. Now, that's a brush off. But, you know, lady, this looks like revenge, and I'd sue the department if I were you. That sounds to me like advice from somebody who was, you know, shocked by what they saw.
I don't know about that. The following afternoon, on March 31st, several officers who did not have a search warrant returned to Anderson's home. They threatened the home's occupants, used a racial epithet, and told one person that it was lucky it wasn't dark outside, or they would put that individual in the hospital. Anderson then called the police sergeant, who told her to hand the phone to one of the officers. He claims in her suit, or she claims rather in her suit, that she could overhear Wallerick telling the officers that they didn't have a warrant and should leave the home immediately. The Minneapolis Police Department's policy and procedure manual states that any damage that occurs to an occupant's home during a search must be reported to a supervisor and photographed. The officer's alleged language would be in a violation of the department's professional code of conduct, and the manual also states that while serving a search warrant, officers must return a house to some semblance of order with drawers placed back in dressers and so on. So this is interesting. They actually do have specifications in their manual about how things are supposed to go. But of course, we always see instances of the police violating their own code and ordinances and statutes and never being held accountable for it. So while it sounds like this woman may have a case from the perspective of how the law is written, or in this case how the ordinances that govern the police department ostensibly are written, ultimately it will likely be the police department that decides whether or not the police department has violated its own ordinances. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they completely exonerate
themselves.
Does
she have a lawyer?
That's not made clear in this piece.
She's got a lawyer. Your chances are pretty good on this one, it seems to me.
She likely does have a lawyer, as she is filing a suit in district court, and or U.S. district court. And
I think that people also, when they see an innocent person's dog executed, that's going to play real well with a jury.
Yeah.
No doubt. But, of course, the police could also claim that they were in danger, as they likely will. They will claim that they're, you know, we felt we were in fear for our lives, so we had to shoot the dog, shoot it 10 times.
Sure. Why is the house trashed?
Well, they might claim that the door was unlocked, so some thugs
You took everybody
in.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
So some thugs could have come in after the police.
That's right.
Were there.
Yeah.
They don't have evidence that the cops trashed the house. 855-453, SACL CAI toll free line. Just like in that one story where the cops stole $7,500 from that lady, they didn't have evidence to prove that it was the cop that did it. He came to the car after hours and took it. Or come up, free talk line.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you can go this way.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well,
I'm uncomfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is viewing. Wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so if you want, you can sign up for our news updates. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever method works best for you. news.freetalklive.com will take you there to get you on board. Actually, sent out a news update earlier today regarding our brand newest affiliate, which is WVKO in Columbus, Ohio. They are going to be coming on board for Saturday early mornings, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So people will be able to probably listen to our Friday show early Saturday mornings in Columbus, which that's pretty cool. So
on their way to church.
Saturday? I don't know if there's that many.
Just the Seventh-day Adventist. Go ahead.
Okay, so there you go. That you'll find out that stuff when it happens if you're over at news.freetalklive.com. Coming up in less than 1 week. 1 week from today, Free Talk Live will begin. Actually, excuse me, 6 days from today, Free Talk Live will begin broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, Mark, you and Stephanie will be doing the Sunday edition of the show. Presuming you can figure out how to get all the equipment hooked up without me.
That's funny.
You'll be doing the Sunday edition live from Porkfest.
Stephanie's some kind of genius. She'll figure it out.
She is a total genius for sure. And then I'll be coming up Monday, and that's when a lot of people will begin coming to the park. And, of course, people are going to be arriving all week long. And the best part about Porkfest is the people, is bringing people that love liberty together into the same place. In this case, it's Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire with beautiful sight vistas of the White Mountains. It's just an incredible location. But more incredible than that are the great folks that are around, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, getting to know one another, old friends seeing old friends, meeting new friends, etc., and having a good time while doing it. Family activities, adult parties, it's going to be an absolute blast. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, and learn more about the event. It is not too late to get registered. I believe it's still $35 for the entire week. Plus, you're going to have to pay a camping fee as well to rent a spot. And as I understand it, the park is sold out. That's what I heard today.
Now, there's people people with little spots to rent. So if you show up, you'll be able to find someplace.
You can still probably find a space, even if you're just now getting registered for the event. Plus, there are also hotels in Lancaster at which you could stay. And I believe there's another campground somewhere around there, as I think I've heard that. So there are other options. You can still be in the vicinity of the Porcupine Freedom
Festival. I'd show up with my sleeping bag and inflatable mattress and tent and expect to find someplace there.
Odds are good you're going to find something. I mean, there's usually ways to hook up with folks that are looking to part out their campsites and things like that.
So people are just helpful.
Yeah, and there's a forum that you can link to from the Porkfest website, porkfest.com, and those are places where you can find those folks. Once again, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Looking forward to meeting and new folks and seeing old friends, etc. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the police killing dogs again. In this case, it's a story out of Minneapolis where a dog has been shot 10 times, and then there's another dog that was also shot and wounded. The dog shot 10 times is obviously no longer with us. And, of course, this family in question hadn't done anything wrong. It was not a mistaken drug raid or anything. These normally are drug raids or mistaken drug raids. In this case, the cops were...
This is like a hot pursuit situation.
Yeah, they were looking for a guy who was actually part of the family of this house, but he doesn't live there. He had come to a funeral.
I wonder if anybody thinks that part makes it okay or makes it more understandable.
That it was hot pursuit?
Yeah.
No, it's not okay to just shoot somebody's dog.
I didn't ask you. I said, I wonder if somebody else...
Maybe they do, and I'm telling them, no, it's not okay to just shoot somebody's dog, even if you're pursuing someone.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of people out there that think it's okay.
Well, they aren't the ones with dead dogs,
right.
That's for sure, right? I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like to have police officers come in my house and shoot my dog.
Horrifying.
I mean, it would be horrifying. It would really upset my wife and my child. Yeah. I mean, my son wants that dog to sleep with him every single night.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't, and nap time, he doesn't go to sleep without that dog in his room.
Aww.
And so, I mean, I can only imagine what that would be like for the dog.
Devastating.
It'd be devastating. And you know what? They probably... How could you keep the kids from seeing this? There was family all over the place at this funeral. The cops come in, bang, 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 10 shots. How could anybody have avoided seeing this? So the kids see this dog turned into what I can only assume is hamburger by 10 shots.
Well, plus, think about this. One of the officers got hit in the leg by a ricochet. What if that had been one of the children? What if that had been one of the people at the funeral? It could very well have been.
Well, I can tell you what, the cops wouldn't have trashed their house and shot their dog 10 times if that's what would have happened.
No, well, the dog would have already been shot.
Yes, but they would have shot 10 times. They shot the dog 10 times after the ricochet occurred.
Are you sure about that? I don't know if that's the case.
Well, that was what the story sounded like.
No, I believe the story said that they were shooting 10 times, and one of those 10 shots was the ricochet.
I thought it was the first shot was the ricochet, and then you know, after that they some kind of recompense.
No, it was after the shooting happened was when they called the other cops in. The other 30 officers then arrived at the location, proceeded to handcuff everyone at the funeral, and then shuffled them away.
Good thing they had enough police officers to handle this situation. I mean, they were in hot pursuit. They missed this guy. They were only moments behind this guy, according to the story.
Yeah.
So then they decide not to go after the, you know, convicted sex offender who's absconded from work release, but to instead to punish this family in some way for, I don't know, the having a rock in the wrong place when they shot the, when they executed their dog, so that you know a ricochet hit the guy in the leg. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's nuts.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that's not the only police insanity-related news. There's also a story out of Chicago where the Huffington Post is reporting that a man who yelled an expletive at former Mayor Richard Daley on his final day in office has been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
What? So, for cussing at the mayor?
Janusz Kopczynski.
How long ago was Daley the mayor?
This would have been 2011. May 13, 2011 was when this event happened. Janusz Kopczynski, age 31, yelled, "F the mayor!" and spat in the mayor's general direction as a crowd gathered outside City Hall as Daley left one last time as mayor on May 13th, 2011, according to the Chicago Sun-Times.
Now, spitting is considered assault.
He spat in his general direction.
I'm just saying that...
It didn't say that he spat on him.
If they could somehow convince a jury that... that, you know, the spitting was intended to hit the mayor as opposed to just, you know, showing one's attitude towards the mayor, then, you know, I suppose that might be it.
I would be pretty upset if someone spit on me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, and in this,
that's not alleged in this case.
World of communicable diseases.
Police officers proceeded to request identification, causing Kopczynski to run. Police made chase, and one of the officers was grazed by a moving CTA bus during the pursuit.
Okay.
The officer sustained minor non-life-threatening abrasions in the grazing, but the injury was enough for charges against Kopczynski to be elevated from misdemeanor resisting arrest. So,
it's the guy's fault that the officer chased him. Now, it's one thing, you know, I can...
That's what they're saying.
No, that's... No.
3 years in prison. It went from misdemeanor resisting to felony resisting. 855-450-FREE. If the officer stubs his toe, does it also become a felony?
2007.
185. It says here it was 2011.
Okay, there's a sixth term.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free and dial in. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got live streams, including broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. In addition to that, you can find over 108 radio stations that carry this program on an AM or FM band across the country. We will list those for you. And in addition to that, we've got XM Satellite Radio, plus our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone. They can dial long distance and listen that way. Head to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, the sponsor of our phone lines, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, wants to remind you to share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live every week. You know, once a week, it's all we ask on Twitter, Facebook. Spread the spread the ideas of liberty around. Free Talk Live is a great way for sort of the average person to find out more about the ideas of freedom. And you can also find out about SACL CAI by going to their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We'll come back. SACL CAI, yes, yeah, indeed. We'll come back, talk more about Janusz Kopczynski, who's now going to prison for 3 years for yelling F the mayor.
So did he plea out here?
Well, I can give you more information about it in a moment here, but I want to make sure we can get Zach on the line first in Florida, because you can bring up anything you want. Zach calling from Bradenton. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just found an interesting article online today that was about, I'm sorry, someone was coming off guard. It was about a law passed in Indiana. It's called Senate Enrolled Act Number 1, which states that it is now legal to defend yourself against unlawful entry from either public service or police.
I have seen a couple of rulings like this, throughout the years. There was, I think, one in Michigan not too long ago, too. But I think that the differences between whatever the ruling is and the practical application thereof.
Well, I guess you can make that distinction. I really wouldn't want to test the law. You know,
yeah, I'm not, right. Because you'd be testing 9mm bullets after that.
Yeah, but I guess it's in response to the Supreme Court ruling happened fairly recently.
And
that,
which one is that?
They had no right to to stop even unlawful entry.
Hmm. Yeah, that was the last year or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Was that Supreme Court in Indiana or was that the U.S. Supreme Court?
It was Indiana, wasn't it?
I think it was the U.S. Supreme Court, but this is an Indiana state law that passed.
So the Indiana
Supreme Court ruling.
The Indiana state legislators are trying to overturn the Supreme Court?
Well, they already did pass the law. I don't know if they're trying to overturn, but the effect would be of such.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the legislators are completely within their rights to do such a thing and pass a law.
And then, of course, the court can just overturn that again, right?
Assuming that they find the law unconstitutional, but there wasn't a law in that place at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind?
That's really it.
Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Tremolo, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Tremolo, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about a little bit what's going on down in Atlanta. The Creflo Dollar Jr. This weekend was arrested for choking a 16-year-old daughter. And the reason why I bring this up is because this is in the black community, and specifically the black Christian community. The children are pretty much the biggest victims. And such scandals. And I grew up in a religious home, in a black Southern Baptist religious home. And outside of just regular discipline, there were acts like this. And I brought this up to you guys because basically it's another one of those religious type issues that will just go unfounded and just be covered up. And specifically, this 15-year-old girl was choked by her father, who was a mega big time
mega church. Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up. I hadn't heard of the story until as you were talking about it. It was over in the sidebar on Huffington Post. So we've got some of the details on this. Now, you're calling from Virginia, so are you familiar with the megachurch? Like, you knew who this guy was before this, or was this?
Yeah. Well, I'm currently 32, but I grew up in the church. I mean, in the black church four times a week and all that. And I've since I was about 28, 29, I've walked away from the church. And I just see, things for what they are. And,
just hold on a second. Let me see if I can clarify something. You grew up in this particular guy's church
in
Georgia?
Not this church, but the church in general, the black Southern Baptist church.
Oh, okay. So, I was like, wait a minute. What is the black church? I mean, I think black people probably go to different churches. So,
I went to a black church and heard some choir singing. That's a black church for you. I mean, it's the same thing. All religions, of course, have their places where they go and worship, but worship is a little different, and the rules are, the societal rules, I guess, are a little different. There's certain norms in a black church and a white church, regardless if it's Catholic or Episcopalian or Baptist and things of that nature, all Christianity. But I just recite that because I'm just familiar of the inner workings of the church. I mean, I was really deep in this, and I was pegged to be.
And you're saying you're not surprised. This is not a surprise to you at all.
Oh, not at all. No. I just wanted to shed some light that in the black and the Latino community, the church is very important, of course. But it seems that there is a slight resistance that it seems to be rising, because just a few years ago, I mean, as far as I know, I'm an atheist, and I am the only black atheist that I know.
Personally, there's got to be a couple more.
Excuse me?
There have to be a couple more.
Oh, I know there is. I know there is. I'm talking about personally.
Right.
Personally, and my whole family, of course, I'm the evil one, cast off and all that.
Is it possible that it's one of those things where you're just not saying that you're an atheist, or are you out there, like, out and out in front of other folks saying that you're an atheist? Because it could just be you've got multiple atheists who are too afraid of what people are going to think, so they're just keeping quiet.
Well, it's kind of a balancing act, because if you want to do anything in a nation that appears to be, to me, seems to be, even though everyone is not Christian, you can alienate yourself by, admitting that you're an atheist in certain situations.
This is absolutely true. I used to sell radio in Sarasota, Florida, on local radio stations there, and I would have never told these people what I thought about religion and the Bible and that kind of thing. I mean, to some extent, you have to mirror your customer.
Sure. But what about family members? I mean, is it coming up there at all?
Well, when I first laid. That I was like, this is just out of hand. I couldn't take it.
I was on a warpath. You know, I'm a little bit brazen, and I have, I don't know if you call it courage. Sometimes a little bit of ignorance inside of it, but you know, once I figure something out, when I was a little younger, I wore it on my chest.
Yeah, you ran with it.
And I definitely felt the ramifications of that. You know, a lot of family members, you know, feel that I'm lost, and I understand that
of
now.
Of course.
I'm in the face now, you know, and I'm one of the ones that, you know, typically like that type of attention per se, but not in a hurtful way. You know what I'm saying? But I do hang out and try to you know, chill with folks that show, you know, certain flags as it, you know, like
not certain religious, like religious flags.
Excuse me?
You mean like flags that they're religious?
That they're somewhat critical of what they're told. You know, I mean that's how I got turned on to. You know, free talk.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you have managed to find some friends who are
thinkers. Absolutely. But you know,
okay.
I hate to bog down on you know, demographics and race here, but as a black male, and I was in the military, and all this noise, and you know, I was going to be a chaplain's assistant. So you know, all the way through and through, I was a pretty big Christian, and I've been around and meet a lot of people, and I'm the only atheist. Black atheist that I know.
It's interesting. I mean, it's your experience, and I can't take that away from you, obviously. So if you want to talk more about your atheism, I'd be happy to discuss that further.
I want to talk about this corporal punishment thing, too.
Okay. If so, can you stick with us, Tremolo?
Sure.
We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. I've got the story about mega church pastor Creflo Dollar here as well. 855-450-FREE, allegedly beating and choking his teenage daughter. This is Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-453. Take control of these airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features like the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. It's all there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital currency. So they're, you know, cash for the internet. You can send and receive bitcoins by, you know, without any fees. You don't have any chargebacks if you're a business owner, or the chargebacks are on your terms, actually. Anybody can download the free software and be using it in just a few minutes. You don't have to click on any terms of service. There's no contract. There's no government agency involved. There's no banks involved. It's just you handing internet cash to somebody else virtually on the internet. You can give them a hug, a virtual hug if you want to, too. Find out more at weusecoins.org. That's the short 1 minute, 44-second video about bitcoins. And you really need to know about them because they're changing the internet and changing the world. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. Again, it's BitInstant.com.
So, megachurch pastor Creflo Dollar has denied that he punched and choked his 15-year-old daughter in an argument, telling his congregation the allegations made in the police report are nothing but exaggeration and sensationalism. However, Tremolo is on the line in Virginia. He disagrees. Tremolo is saying you had been brought up in churches like this.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, why would he admit this? I mean, you know, they call him million-dollar Creflo, you know, and, you know, this is just another mega church empire. And it's no different from a politician, but it's a little different from a corporal punishment. The story, was that, you know, the 15-year-old girl wanted to go to a party on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and was denied by her dad. She goes into the kitchen in another room with her sister and, is mad about this thing. Creflo Dollar hears this, storms in, and is, livid at this disrespect shown to this wonderful, great, massive guy, you know, and, this is normal. And the police show up, and, the report says that she tells two different stories. Well, of course, I mean, if my dad is one of the biggest megachurch guys in Atlanta and the police are there, I have to choose between which authorities I will get punished by. Much less I've already been punished by one, you know, so.
Yeah, if you're 15 years old, how do you win in this circumstance? If your dad turns out to be, you know, you manage to prove that your dad's a child beater, then you get the honor and privilege of heading off to the local foster home, I assume, or something like that, or, you know.
Well, back to church now. She has to go back to church with these allegations, and there's a police report now. Mm. And she is going to be, you know. That girl, the one that almost put our pastor in jail. You know, I've seen it so many times, so many times. And this is not specific to the black church. This is, you know, all-powerful man in church.
Absolutely. Any man given power will be to have a tendency to become corrupted, or, of course, those who are also already corrupt seek power in the first place for these reasons.
So you had said that, you use the term the black community and talked about specifically the churches and corporal punishment. But, any statistics I've ever looked at say, and when they're segmented out by race, and I tend to think that these issues are more socioeconomic, but, maybe not. I don't know. I don't have all the statistics sitting here in front of me. But by no means is it just a black religious thing, right?
No, not at all. Not saying that at all. But as from my experiences, from this perspective, I just know what a lot of folks in the church, and which is, the black Latino community, this is like the centerpiece in the community. I think much more than most types of community in the States. And it is the centerpiece that is pretty much the law is laid down. And the father, the black father, in these instances, they are not challenged from anyone. And I know this is something that happens in other church communities too, but in the black community, it is pretty much a tyranny, not so much as the Catholic Church, but there's just so much lost in reporting.
So would you say that there are a lot of people that know this is true within the church, but just keep quiet?
Oh, yes. I think that's a homogenous thing through society, period. Most folks will be quiet when there's, one guy on the pedestal and a lot of folks listening. If someone thinks something is wrong or sees something wrong, I think most will just turn a blind eye.
Tremolo, tell me about how you went away from this church, because you said you're an atheist now. You're the only black male atheist that you know. And what was your process? Because you grew up in the church. You're obviously very familiar with it. What happened?
I was there for a long time, and I was just one of the true believers. And, throughout my late teenage years and early 20s, I was obsessed with religious texts and finding out the truth about not just Christianity, but all religions, because my whole thing was, I just wanted to bring, some kind of consensus with the major religions to have some kind of vision of, look, all in this together. We might not believe one thing, but, we're all not in this together. Well, I mean, we are in this together. Well, that led me down, I guess, to the truth, And I just have a big love for history, and that's what it brought me. And
what was the linchpin for you? What was the linchpin for you? What was the thing that you finally read or saw that you just like,
whatever. Something that you couldn't reconcile, or a question that just wasn't satisfactorily answered, or what was it?
I got sucker punched from the side with philosophy, and I started asking myself, do I believe in talking snakes and people being surviving in Wales for a week and zombies resurrecting and eating, drinking blood and eating flesh, these things that sound like an Anne Rice book, I think the lynch point when it comes down to you, when you ask yourself, do you really believe these things that we don't see today, that, small significant points, like, two and 3,000 years ago, it was written, these letters, the so-called letters were written, retranslated in deserts. And, this is a religion that, survived for whatever reason. But all the people before and, all the religions before, these great civilizations that seen so much, it was just a wealth of information that just made it so lopsided at one point that I wasn't comfortable with myself. I felt like I'd be a coward if I was just to pretend that I believe these things.
And how long after you decided that you were an atheist did you come out as an atheist?
It was that week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old were you at that time?
I was 27.
So fairly.
And this was at some kind of family gathering?
Not specifically at a family gathering, but how it goes, weekly calls to close family members and things of that nature.
I was excited that I learned something, and I couldn't. I didn't understand.
They were excited to share it with.
Sure, no, Grandma, I just wanted to let you know I'm an atheist.
I didn't think it's Flipper Wig and then like that. I mean, you know, I thought that I was actually going to be helping people, but you know, one of the family, yeah. I realized that
they don't want your help.
Your help stinks.
they now want to have an intervention with you. I'm sure. I mean, have they tried anything like that?
What's that?
Have they tried any sort of an intervention? Like you said earlier, they think you're lost. Some of them do. So.
I could story about that. You know, because I. The demon is living within me, apparently.
The demon. Oh, God, I hope we don't get the demon callers tonight. Hey, thanks, Tremolo, for your story. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
You guys, you good work, you guys. I really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Dollar, this megachurch pastor, Creflo Dollar, says, I will say this emphatically, I should never have been arrested. He said in his first public appearance after police charged him with misdemeanor counts of simple battery and cruelty to children.
I did not beat and punch that girl.
The pastor got an enthusiastic ovation.
What? Bill Clinton's the first black president. It makes sense.
It was a good impression.
Packed church as he took the pulpit Sunday at the World Changers Church International in Metro Atlanta. He addressed the criminal charges head on for several minutes before moving on to a sermon. He said, I want you all to hear personally from me that all is well in the Dollar household. The 50-year-old Dollar is one of the most prominent African-American preachers based around Atlanta with 30,000 members in the Atlanta area and a ministry of satellite churches across the U.S. I'll tell you more about what happened here, allegedly, between he and his daughter, 15 years old. Apparently, he supposedly punched and choked her. And according to our last caller, he totally believes this is what happened. 855-453. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. CCRANE.com.